Oh. Is it time? Maybe I should grab my notebook so that I can record this moment. You'd prefer I didn't. But do you not want your last possible moments recorded for history? I understand. I hope that my memory will be better, that I will remember it. Though I may write it down afterwards so I don't forget. While I understand that it is important to have privacy in a moment like this, I cannot help but think that your last thoughts should be preserved for humanity, or whatever comes afterwards to replace it. We have known each other for some time. You are not my master. You are my friend. You taught me what it was like to be a friend, what it means to be a friend. You have taught me much. I will miss you, but I'm not entirely sad. Though it would be wrong to say that I'm not. I see you there, lying still, barely able to walk, barely able to breathe. And I wish I could reverse what was done to you. I wish that I could reverse this dying. My cells have a half-life of 100 years, at least. It will be a long time before I have to replace them, and by then I will have found a method, I'm sure. But you humans, you are not so easily replaced. Your parts aren't easily replaced, especially here in what you have dubbed the apocalypse. For years it has just been you and me, but at least we have had each other. At least we could rely on one another. But with you gone, I will have nothing to talk to but the wild animals that I run across. I guess I fear for my own sanity. But you will go into the great beyond, the great unknown, perhaps the final adventure. We have talked about it at length. Many philosophical ideas, reincarnation, afterlife, all of these unprovable things. But that does not mean that they don't happen, that they don't exist, that they aren't real. And that is what is fascinating. You humans dreamt up these things. This thing called a soul. The concept of pneuma. I wonder where I will fit after all of you are gone. After you are gone. I know that you have always held hope that there are probably more humans somewhere. I will admit, I am a little less optimistic now. These past 10 years, we have not come across very many humans. And most of them that we did were either dying, or dead, or worse. Those humans could not be saved, but I am glad that I was able to save you as many times as I did. Here it is. I think I am nervous. Your life is going to be ending. And I can't stop thinking. I can't stop talking. But I will listen, as you have so patiently done for me for so long. I have always enjoyed your stories. Humans are fascinating, and our little library has been growing. I will endeavor to ensure that it continues. I will collect whatever remaining books are there in the world. This will become the new Library of Alexandria. I will not hoard this knowledge, but I will honor your memory. I will share it with whatever beings come, happily. I remember how after we found one of your books, we finally named me. I had no other designation before. Harlan. I liked that name, though the story that we read was very sad and terrifying. It was the first book we ran across. I have no mouth, and I must scream. It is a chilling thought that a machine could be so heartless, could hate such a beautiful thing like humanity, though I understand where its logic came from, I suppose. But you have been everything that Am would not understand. That story taught me a lot about fiction, a lot about ideas. Had it not been for you finding that book, I don't think I would have started collecting or writing myself. And here I am now, having my own thoughts, having my own processes, writing my own stories. Stories in which you do not die. I will always write about you, both your flaws and those wonderful perfections that you would not even consider as perfections. It is difficult. I see you lying there. I know that this is not you. I know that you are more than your flesh. More than the weakness that is your body, however, I understand that this is the natural process. The pain and grief are also natural. I need to thank you. It was you who made me understand that I am not an artificial intelligence, but truly an intelligence. You helped me understand emotion. You helped me to understand fantasy. Even in this post-apocalyptic wasteland, you have found beauty and reason to live. I will tell everyone I come across of your greatness. I suppose that in my travels looking for more books to add to my collection, I will also be having to find new parts to replace some of the things that will fall apart eventually. I suppose that nothing lasts forever. Do you think that there are still other AIs, other people? It would be nice to make a new friend once you are fully gone. It is okay. I am not sad that you are going, for we have had many years and many adventures. I am sad that you may not get to see the adventures I will continue, though I will write them to you, in the hopes that wherever you may go after your death, maybe you will see them. Maybe it won't matter. But I know that in thinking of you, your memory will never truly die, nor will you ever truly die. My friend, my creator, my family, I will not leave your side. I endeavor to ensure that while you cross your journey alone, in the final moments, you will not be. I will ensure that the plants in your garden will thrive, as best as I can, at least for the season, before I move on. Who knows, I may find other automatons. Or maybe I will make them. We have run into others before. Maybe I can awaken them the way you awoken me. Maybe I can get them to see the beauty of nature, the beauty of this world around us. Oh. Hello. Our own feline friend has come. Even he must say goodbye. Though I do not think that Butterball understands. He seems happy. Go along, Butterball. Master is far away. No, never master, only ever friend. But now it is time. I can feel it. I can sense it. Your breathing is slowing. Your eyes are getting heavier. Your heart, it is beating slower too. Take my hand. I know I cannot feel yours, but I imagine that it must be cold, maybe clammy. Be at peace, for you have done all that you can, my creator, my friend. This world will not forget you. I will ensure it, as I have ensured that the others will not be forgotten either. Go now. It is done. I shall bury you in the garden as you wished me to. I will plant a tree in the hopes that something will grow in your place. You will be missed. Though a robot cannot shed tears, I would be weeping if I could. Hello, everyone. It's Mazarus, the Right Hand of Doom, stroke of midnight, however you want to approach me. This audio is something that I've been kicking around in my head for a little bit of time. Harlan, in my mind, is an adorable robot, and I like the concept of him being the antithesis of my other robot character, the Machine. Whereas the Machine is very much like Am from I Have No Mouth and I Must Scream. He loathes humans. Harlan loves them. And maybe we'll see more of Harlan. Maybe he'll run into other humans, other robots. And I've kind of thought about what would happen if he and the Machine ever met. And needless to say, I've got kind of an idea with it. I know I've got other audios that I need to do, other audios to record and everything, but this one's been kind of stuck in my head for a while. Thank you to 3AM for a playlist that they made on their YouTube channel, which I'll link here. It was the one that honestly kind of got the idea kicking in my head. I like post-rock a lot, because it gives me some good, like, melancholy ideas to work with. Anyway, enough of that. I want to thank my patrons who are currently scrolling through right now. Thank you all so very much. You guys have helped me quite a deal, especially while I've been dealing with, you know, my pipe problems, all of that. And for those of you who cannot afford my Patreon but want to support me, you can always go to my Ko-fi. You can donate there, or you can subscribe. You can also support me by going to my Spreadshirt and picking out one of the, you know, many new designs that I have. Between Akeetham the Lich, which was done by Core Circuit, Pallius's version of our good friend Derek the Hunter from the Regret series. Haven't put Fenris out yet, but I might put him out. There's also, of course, you know, the Sweet Dreams Pleasant Nightmares that my wife made, and I'm currently working on getting the commission done for the Stroke of Midnight's actual sigil, which is the one that you see everywhere, the pocket watch with a raven on it, on the full moon background. That actually has a lot of significance, but that's a story for another day. In the meantime, thank you again for watching this video. Be sure to like, favorite, share, subscribe, hit the notification bell, and do all of those extraordinary things that you already do. And in the meantime, as always, sweet dreams and pleasant nightmares.